Another object down, this one over Canada. I'm Ted Lindner, Fox News. The U.S. has shot down yet another object seen flying over North American airspace, this time over northern Canada, and comes as recovery efforts are underway for the object shot down by U.S. fighter jets over Alaska.
It was just yesterday when another object was shot down out of the sky. A senior U.S. official tells Fox that object was not detected until it had already successfully penetrated U.S. airspace over Canada. Right now, U.S. Army Chinook helicopters on skis are combing the area off the rugged coast of northern Alaska, where this mysterious object was destroyed yesterday morning local time, also by an F-22 Raptor launched from Elmendorf Air Force Base in Anchorage. The temperature right now on the frozen ice, minus 20 degrees. Limited daylight and rough weather are limiting the search, according to NORAD.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House. Officials are still unsure where it came from. Alarms still being raised over that Chinese spy balloon that was shot down off the coast of South Carolina last Saturday. Illinois Republican Congressman Darren LaHood says that the Chinese explanation that it was a weather balloon just doesn't cut it.
Let's look at their track record on when they've been asked about other things. COVID, right? Originally, they said COVID was started by the U.S. military early on. They said there was only 100 deaths from COVID. They also said Putin was never going to invade Ukraine. So you look at the pattern of, I would argue, deceitfulness and not being truthful on the world stage. And for them to tell us it's a weather balloon.
Congressman LaHood appearing on Fox's Cavuto Live. And lawyers for former President Trump reportedly giving federal investigators several more pages of documents marked classified and a laptop with electronic scans of them in the past few months. Mr. Trump's legal team hired outside investigators to search his Mar-a-Lago, Florida estate and other properties, and they were the ones that found them. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Well, the number of people killed as a result of the earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria this past Monday, now over 25,000, and that number still expected to rise. Fox's Greg Palkett was able to talk to Turkey's President Erdogan about criticisms that the Turkish government has not done a good enough job when it comes to relief efforts.
There are deaths, of course. This is an earthquake.
Could you have done more?
There are injured people. We are trying to solve the problems.
Now, there have been some isolated moments of hope. A family of five recovered alive from the rubble on Saturday. Meantime, in Syria, the Syrian government approving sending aid to rebel-held territories, but did not provide specifics. Among the victims from the earthquake, a couple from Florida. Fox's Samantha Liebman with that story.
Alex and Veronica Ilgin were visiting family in Turkey when they were buried under the rubble of a five-story building during the devastating earthquake. According to Fox 35 Orlando, Alex's best friend said they were in each other's arms when they were found in the rubble by his brother.
And he said Alex had his arm around Veronica in bed.
Basilios Billy Poulis says Alex was a mortgage broker, Veronica a nurse, and they had just married in July.
It's very comforting to know that they were side by side.
Poulos now collecting supplies to send to those who survived the earthquake because he knows that's what they would have wanted. Samantha Liebman, Fox News.
And almost a million protesters marching in France Saturday, continuing demonstrations against President Emmanuel Macron's pension reform plan. This time, though, rail worker strikes did not accompany the demonstrations, allowing trains and the Paris metro to run on Saturday. However, an unexpected strike by by air traffic controllers meant that up to half of flights to and from Paris's second largest airport had to be canceled on Saturday afternoon. Macron's government trying to change France's generous retirement system, including increasing the minimum retirement age to 64 from 62. I'm Ted Lindner, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.